This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I want to recognize an amazing birthday that's gone largely unnoticed. 50 years ago, in 1965, Medicare and its cousin Medicaid were born. Since then, the number of uninsured elderly have dropped from 50% to 2%. Before Medicare, many elderly, who are those most in need of medical care, often died without medical care or went bankrupt trying to pay their bills. Older and disabled Americans are now guaranteed access to affordable, high-quality health care. Medicare is especially popular among the elderly. Compared to people under the age of 65 with private insurance, those with Medicare have far fewer problems getting the care they need and far fewer bills. However, Medicare did not come without an intense political fight. People accuse the Democrats of being part of a communist plot, a socialist scheme to wipe out capitalism and force doctors to become government puppets. Recognize this voice from an advertisement against the passage of Medicare?
One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. The doctor begins to lose freedoms. It's like telling a lie, and one leads to another. And behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day we will awake to find that we have socialism.
That's Ronald Reagan before he became president. Medicare is an earned benefit that recognizes that basic health care is a human right. It provides both hospital coverage and physician coverage for the elderly. A completely separate program called Medicaid provided less generous benefits for the poor. The 1965 Medicare program was bare bones. Its proponents argued strongly that it was better than nothing, and someday it could be expanded. And it certainly has expanded. It still has a long way to go. It provides no coverage for long-term care. Prescription drug coverage is still expensive. And co-payments are excessive. But the timing wasn't right for a nationalized universal coverage. It wouldn't have passed. But unlike private health insurance, where about 27% of premiums go to overhead and stockholders, Medicare spends a measly 4% on overhead, and there are no stockholders other than you and me as American taxpayers. Medical care has changed enormously in the past 50 years. For a 65-year-old, life expectancy has increased 15 years to 80 years of age. While the added 15 years are not entirely due to Medicare, certainly without Medicare, most elderly would not have access to medical innovations, be they drugs, procedures, treatments, or intensive care, meaning that they would have been denied the benefits of a longer, healthier life. Happy birthday, Medicare. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.